across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Jonathan Nicholson is Director of Communications at the CAA, and hopefully got him on the line now. Are you there, Jonathan?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. So tell me a bit more about this. What can people expect who visit your stand?
So, yeah, lots of fun. So we have a drone cage for people to fly micro drones. We have a competition to get into a draw to win a drone. But basically, we want people to have fun with drones, but to do that, we need them to fly safely. So we're basically teaching them the simple safety rules that you need to know to actually fly your drone safely and enjoy it.
And what are the kinds of things that new drone owners, or maybe people who have been drone owners for a while that perhaps aren't very responsible, maybe without realising it, what are the kind of pitfalls they can fall into?
So the two big things are making sure you don't fly over 400 feet and making sure you don't fly near airfields. There's tons of places that you can safely fly your drone. We have a website, dronesafe.uk, and we have the drone code, which is 6 simple, really simple messages to follow. If people follow those, they can fly safely and really enjoy their drones. Drones have an amazing potential, an amazing future, both for fun and for sort of business and doing stuff that's good for people. We just need to make sure that happens by people flying safely, and those things don't happen if people don't fly safely.
Yeah, I guess things like the incident at Gatwick, which, I mean, that could have had more catastrophic effects than the ones it did have. But that kind of thing, that doesn't give drone owners a good name, does it? And most are responsible, I would guess.
Absolutely, yes. So, I mean, we're trying to reach the people that want to do it right, want to fly safely and want to know what the rules are. As soon as somebody, as we saw in the Gatwick incident, actively goes out to break the law and do something malicious with a drone, that then becomes a police or even higher authority issue. And, you know, those people will act, and the police now, airports have equipment, you know, it's they have the facilities in place to act. And the message to people is, you know, don't fly illegally, don't do stupid stuff with your drone, because you could end up in a lot of trouble. Ultimately, you could go to prison for 5 years.
And presumably, Jonathan, this event that you're staging, or this stand that you've got at Duxford, this is something you're doing more and more of as more and more people own drones. Will it be the first time you've been at the Duxford Air Show, or have you done this kind of thing there before?
It's the first time we've been to Duxford. We've been to a lot of drone shows before where it's specifically talking to drone users. This is the first time we've been to Duxford, and already we've spoken to hundreds of people just literally in the first couple of hours. People who are really interested, want to fly drones, but want to do it safely.
Okay, well, listen, I know you're very busy. I appreciate you taking the time to come and chat with us here at Cambridge 105 Radio. Looks like you're going to have the best day of the bank holiday this weekend, but it doesn't look too bad tomorrow either. So you can give lots of people lots of good advice, and then they can go off and safely and responsibly fly their drones. Thank you for coming on.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.